Okay, so this week we're going to talk about Yom Hanukkah. Take a little break from talking about the parsha. We'll talk about Hanukkah. So we're going to talk about here. We'll start off in the Gemara. And Chof Beis on the Beis and Shabbos. That's where a lot of Hanukkah Gemaras and the Shabbos of Beis on the Beis. So the Gemara here is discussing either the Shaila is whether Hadlaka is a mitzvah or Hanukkah is a mitzvah. Yeah. So the Gemara starts off Bivoylu, Hadlaka is a mitzvah or Hanukkah is a mitzvah. Toshma. The Amir Rava, Hayatafas Ner Hanukkah V'Oimid. Someone's just standing and holding a Ner Hanukkah. He lights the Ner Hanukkah and he stands with it the entire time. Till it goes out. So, Layasav Leiklum Zakr Gemara. So, Gemara says that's nothing. You're not Yoytz the Mitzvah. So, what do we see from here? Shmami, another Gemara says, Hanukkah is a Mitzvah. You see clearly that you have to place it down. Just holding it lit is not enough. You have to actually place it down. So the Gemara says, no, it's no raya that Hanukkah is a mitzvah. Because Hasam Haraya Aimer Letzorche Hu Dinokeba. No, because somebody who sees, he sees that what's the guy doing? He's standing holding him on there. So even though Ba'atzamat Hanukkah is a mitzvah, would be mutter, it would be fine. Just since it. Since it looks like the person needs it for himself, looks like he's lighting it and he needs it for his own personal reasons, Rashi says there's no hecker that it's being done for the mitzvah, for the nais. Tashma. The Amir Rava, so therefore it's no raya that Hanukkah is a mitzvah or Hadlaka is a mitzvah. Because there, we're afraid that the person is going to, that you see the person's lighting it for his own reasons. Tashma, another raya. Da'amar Rava hidlika b'fnim v'haytziya lo'yasavikum. Let's say you light it inside your house, and then you go and you take it outside your house and put it where it's supposed to be. Or, in our days, I guess you light it not by the window, and then you go and place it by the window. So what would be in that case? The Gemara says, lo'yasavikum. So if you hold hadlaka is a mitzvah, I understand why that's not going to be, you're not going to be yoytz the mitzvah. Why? Because hadlaka bin kaimai bi'ina. You have to light it where the mitzvah is supposed to be done. You can't light it somewhere else. It has to be lit where the makam of the mitzvah is. If you hold hanacha is a mitzvah, so what's the problem? Who cares where you light it? The point is where you put it. So since the guy put it at the end of the day lit in the right place, it should still be good. So the Gemara says, so why is it no good? So the Gemara says it's no raya. Because Hasam Nami Haraya Hu Aimer Letzaycha Hu Da'adlaka. Because if either over there, or still it's not nicker that the person is placing it down there for the mitzvah.
Looks,
there's no Rashi over here, but I would say that it looks like the guy lit it inside his house for his own personal needs. He has this, you know, it's still not nicker. Even if you hold Hanukkah as a mitzvah, it's not nicker that this ner is for the mitzvah.
And it happens to be the night of Hanukkah, and he happens to say
when he's placing it,
making a bracha.
So it seems even when you're placing it down, it's not just that you're placing it down and that's out. Just placing it down, you're right. Maybe that would be enough. Just placing
even
it down as a mitzvah.
Well,
I know, but he lit it. And he's not talking about what other people see. Well, he knows what he's doing, but other people are going to see him have this light from inside the house. He's going to come outside, and I was like, oh, what's the guy? Like, obviously, I needed that light inside for something. And now he's placing it outside. That's not enough. It has to be nicker that you're placing it there only for the mitzvah. Okay?
Well, how do you do that?
By going outside and lighting it outside.
Then it is nicker.
Then it's nicker that you're doing it for the mitzvah. Otherwise, if you're lighting it inside, it looks like you're looking for something and you need a little extra light.
Then will there be an afkamino? If ultimately it's only nicker if you do
right,
it
right, right.
So
yeah.
I don't know.
From this Gemara, it's not clear what an afkamino would be. By the way, so there's a few more rais, and I'm not going to go through all of them, but I wanted to mention those two because they're going to come up later. But so at the end of the day, we paskin that hadlaka is a mitzvah. Okay, this is the shulchan right here. Tuf reish ayin hay.
Meaning that you can light it standing up.
Here, I'll tell you.
Holding it?
I'll tell you.
You don't have to put it down on the table. Just lighting it alone. That's the
lighting it is
so you can be holding it and light it.
No, because then it's still. It's you.
You don't need hanukkah though.
But there would be haraya oimel letzarchu with the hanukkah. The Gemara says that even if you hold a lucha is a mitzvah, you would think that there you're lighting it for your own reasons why you're standing there. Why you're holding. Maybe you want the light for your own, for yourself.
So you do need hanukkah.
You have to place it down because people will, it looks like you're using it for your own reasons. It looks like you're lighting it for your own reasons. It doesn't look like you're lighting it for the mitzvah. At the end of the day, you have to light it, and
you just said that we pass it, that halakha is the
mitzvah. Halakha is the mitzvah. But you still, so you can't...
But you're saying,
practically, you still have to have it where
it's the essence of a mitzvah doesn't require it.
Right.
It's to take away the
chash. It's to take away the chash. So when people look at you, they're not going to know what you're doing. They're going to think that you're lighting it because you don't want to be in the dark.
What do we care what people think?
We care about what people think. We don't want it to be...
That's the part.
We're trying to accomplish
presumenis. Presumenis is a big part of it. Yeah.
Presumenis.
Other people sin.
Yeah.
You think you're lighting it for your own personal use, there's no presumenis.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So that's what the Gemara here... That's what they heard.
Well, you can put it on the table. It can also be for your personal use. You need a light in the room.
But by it,
right, but in those places,
days, that's how they lit the roots with oil lamps.
Right. So there's those days they had to light, they lit outside. Oh, I mean, from the Gemara's mashma, they lit outside. But here also, I mean, even enough when we place it bedafka by the window, like you see, the guy's lighting it by the window. He's only doing it for
yeah.
Hanukkah.
That's because we don't use oil lamps for our light. Maybe
if you
have nothing but oil lamps in your house and you have another oil lamp. So that, there's nothing nicker about that at all.
Maybe, but since you're putting it right by the window, I mean, maybe you don't put your oil lamps right by the window. I mean, that might not be the best place, if you want light. But I hear.
You have to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe you put up a big sign.
I'm lighting it.
Put up a big sign.
So we're tasking. So we tasking in Tafer Shayin Hey, Hadlaka is a mitzvah, V'loi Hanacha. Shim Haisa Munachas bim Kaima Shaloy Lashem Mitzvah Schanaka Madlika Sham Vein Sarah Hasir La Nichon Shem Mitzvah Schanaka. So there, here's the Nafkamina. Hear that, Benny?
Yeah.
Nafkamina is that let's say you had a light right in that spot already. You had it lit there already. And now it was lit, lighting the whole day and it burnt out. And now you want to go light, hold on. Now you want to go and light it for Hanukkah. Let's say you have a candle that maybe blew out. It was lit there already from before. Now you want to go light it for Hanukkah.
Yeah,
so he says you don't have to remove it and pick it up and put it down. L'shem mitzvah Hanukkah. You put it there.
That's on the tzadim.
So you're saying that's not kamina. If you hold a lucha, it's a mitzvah. So it can't. Then you don't have to pick it up and put it back down.
Right. If it's anocha, then you.
If it's anocha, you have to put it down.
You have to show that it's for.
You're showing that you're doing for mitzvah. Yeah. Okay. Fine. So then he says this, and then he says the case that if you're holding it, it's not going to work. But I'll kaponim at the end of the day, he's passing the hadlaka is a mitzvah. Okay, and that's how we pass. That's the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah paskin. Okay. Now, Rambam. And Hilchos Bias Mikdash. This is Perek Tes Halacha Zayin. He said this is talking about the Menorah in the Beis Mikdash. Okay? So Menorah in the Beis Mikdash, the Halacha says that let's say a Zar lights the Menorah outside of the Beis Mikdash. And then a Kayin brings it into the Beis Mikdash.
You're talking about the Menorah, not the Chanukah Menorah.
No, we're talking about the Menorah in the Beis Mikdash. So the Menorah Beis Hamikdash, let's say a Zar lights it outside the Beis Hamikdash, and then the Kayin goes and brings it into the Beis Hamikdash. So the Rambam paskens says that's mutter. It's okay. It's fine.
It doesn't have to be lit by a Kayin.
It doesn't have to be lit by a Kayin, and it doesn't have to be lit in its place. in the place of the Beis Hamikdash. That's the Rambam.
It just has to be lit.
It just the Kayin just has to place it, even though it's already lit, in its proper place, and then it's fine.
It has to be placed only bedafka by a Kohen?
Yes. That it has to be. That it has to be placed by a Kohen. But a Zar can light it. So listen to the Minchas Chinuch. This is Tzadi Ches, Mitzvah Tzadi Ches. Ois Tes. V'zeh kama shonim hikshesi al din zeh shal Rambam. So many years I had shver, this Rambam, the Rambam that I just spoke out for you. How is it shayach that if you take the menorah outside and the zar lights it and then he goes and brings it back into the Beis Hamikdash and it's good? We know by menorah, by Hanukkah, hadlaka oisa mitzvah v'leihanacha. No, I'm saying this is even by the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash. He says even by the menorah, he brings riyas that the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash says hadlaka oisa mitzvah also. And just like we have the sugya in Shabbos, this is what he says, just like we have the sugya in Shabbos that says, by Chanukah, ihadlika bifnim v'haitziya gabi ner Chanukah layosaklun, just like I just said, that if you light it inside, and then you take the Chanukah there outside, it's no good. So in Cain, kivin demakam ha-menayir v'heichol, since the place of the menayir where it should be lit is in the heichol, the v'adai tzarech l'hadlik v'mkayma. You gotta light it in its place. Hayde v'heichol. V'shalayvim karmel yosaklum. So how can the Rambam and the Ravid also, how can the Rambam and the Ravid say that it's kosher if a Tzar lights it outside of the Beis Hamikdash and then a Kohen brings in it?
Who's answering that question?
This is the Minchas Chinuch's kash. Here?
Just Pashut, what's the problem again if that luck is a mitzvah? Why can't you light it somewhere and then bring it?
Because
I just want to know what the swarfa that is.
But the Gemara said that had luck of m'kayla bina.
Oh, because of Lakum Kaim.
Yeah. That's the Gemara said. Lakum Kaim.
It's against the
Gemara.
So
the Rambam, yes. Yeah, so what's the Rambam saying that Halakha, you don't need him Kaim? What's going on over here? And then he said, then at the end of the day, he blibes Sarachin. Okay? That's an interesting. So Reb Chaim.
What's the Makar of the Rambam? Okay, whatever.
Yeah. So Reb Chaim asks a very similar kasha in Chaim al Rambam. He asks a very similar kasha. He says, "I'm a sarachin on the same Rambam. Am I kasha behelikin bazar behelikin bechutz? Vamayachir." He asks a little differently. Vamayachir the talidu rachmana bekuhuna. We know that the kayin has to be the one doing the menayra. Shazeu dafka behelikin bethnin. In Cain, Memela, the Hadlakas Hamanaira and Namra, Dafka Bifnim, Aide Kayat. Mahekha Tasi Lakshri Bazar Bachutz. Actually, what is, where's this Rambam fall from?
Weren't there two menorahs?
A Kayan has to light it in the Beis Hamikdash.
Who's saying this now?
Wasn't there one in the Kodesh Hakodashim?
Oh, one outside?
Who said this?
One outside.
There's
about 11 outside.
Oh, even better.
So yeah, outside of where? I mean, not
there's never one in Kodesh Kodashim.
No, in the Beis Hamikdash, you mean? You mean in the Beis Hamikdash?
There were 11.
Maybe just outside.
Maybe there's one outside.
There were 11 menorahs?
Maybe outside, but that wasn't the menorah.
Maybe by Shane, I think.
11 menorahs. Why 11?
I don't know, maybe that was just outside. I don't know.
But also, they had multiple ones.
Where were the menorahs put? What was the right place for them?
So you probably know the answer. You know the ending to all this, but maybe he's talking about a different menorah, not the menorah.
All right, no. I mean, that would be a nice way to get out of it. But it seems like he's talking about the menorah.
The menorah.
The menorah. It seems like there's only one menorah. I don't.
In a place that a zar can't even be. In a place that it wouldn't be removed.
Exactly.
So obviously we're not talking about the menorah. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but it seems clear that they're learning.
About
yeah.
Other menorah. That
I hear. They don't answer.
An area that maybe is not that is nashim. You know.
I hear. They don't bring that answer. But it seems that they're talking about the menorah. So the menorah. How can you have a zar lighting the menorah outside and bringing it? That's the kash on the Rambam. Chaim Minchas Chinuch, very sure kash. All right.
But Minchas Chinuch is clearing more on the halakha b'chutz, and he's clearing more on the fact that a zar is lighting it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what it seems like. I mean, they both. He also speaks out that it's b'chutz, but he says it has to be a day of Kayin. So Zokter B'chayim. Shem Chaim says a Meredik Chiddush. He says, must be that the Rambam held that Hadlakas Neiris by the Menorah of the Beis HaMikdash, and I'll read it for you because it's nice lashon. Ein HaMitzvah Be'etzem Maisa Hadlaka. The mitzvah is now at the Maisa of lighting the Menorah. Ki in the Iker Mitzvasa Hu Sheyu HaNeiris Dolkin Tamit. The Iker Mitzvah, not that there's a that the Maisa Hadlaka, like, you know, you have a There's a mitzvah to have to do something. The mitzvah is not to go light the menorah. The mitzvah is to ensure that the menorah is lit. Right? That the menorah should be lit. That's how the kind is. Now, you can't bring a zar until there's somebody that should do it. You're not allowed. It's a zar. But that's the ikar mitzvah. So there, he says, that's why if a czar does it outside and the kain brings it in, the nice, at the end of the day, the kain is the one that's ensuring that the menaira remains lit. So that's why it's different. So Kipshute, what he's saying is that there's a difference. By menaira, by Chanukah menaira. So there, when we say halakha is mitzvah, we mean that the maisa halakha is the mitzvah. Lighting it, with you doing the maisa of halakha, that's the mitzvah. Not that it should be remain lit, you should light it. But by the Beis HaMikdash, the Reb Chaim saying is that no, that's not that the ikur is not that you're doing the ma'aseh hadlaka. The ikur is that the menorah should be lit. The kohen has to make sure that the menorah is lit. Now you can't bring a zar to the Beis HaMikdash, but if a zar somehow the menorah leaves the Beis HaMikdash, somebody checked it out,
and he has shemazai zah,
and you got everything perfect, and the only thing is that a zar lit it, and the kohen goes and brings it in, then everything's fine. Okay, that's a Chaim. Now,
why is the Kohen have to be the one to bring it in? Why can't he have a Zar?
No, because a Zar can't, because there's a problem with Zar. Zar can't go into the Beis HaMikdash and do any of it.
Theoretically. He can't be there.
He's not allowed in that area.
Zar can't be there.
Situated.
Yeah, he can't be in that, yeah.
Where is that?
A robot or something. It doesn't have to be a din that the Kohen puts it in. It has to be in
a robot.
Well, there's an inning of Hetiva. The kind has to be mate of the nairs. Doesn't have to like light. That's what he says there. The actual lighting, putting the nair in, you know, making the striking the match and putting that fire onto the wick, that's not bedafka, have to be done by a kind. That's what kind. He says even if a czar does it, it's not gonna be as long as the kind did everything else, but that's considered mate of the ikimitsu's hatava. Okay? That's what kind, sir. Now Lamaisa my shaila is like this. Yeah, I mean, okay. So the ikar mitzvah is. So you want to say that the ikar mitzvah is that it should be dolos. The ma'isa. At the end of the day, there is also a mitzvah to do the ma'isa adlaka. There's also a mitzvah, right? Even if you go like the Rav Chaim, right? Rav Chaim saying that the ikar mitzvah is that the nair should be dolos, but there's still also a mitzvah to light it. There still is a mitzvah, right? You want to call it a tuffle? Fine, call it a tuffle. It's not the ikar. There still is a mitzvah for a kohen to light it. So how are you going to get out of that?
Maybe not.
That's the mitzvah.
Yeah, because he's saying, that's what he's saying. He's saying the ikar mitzvah is that. And he's not saying that there's no mitzvah to
maybe for that's just a heksher.
The kohen to do the
ma'aseh. Yeah,
it's
just like a heksher. It's not.
But the way that his lashon is that the ikar mitzvah is that. Would say that there's no mitzvah to light it. There's no mitzvah. Not that the ikar mitzvah is that. Sounds like there's an ikar and there's a tafel. The ikar is told that it should be donkin, but there's also a tafel. Okay, so the tafel we don't care about. It. Why do we care about the tafel? What's wrong with the tafel part of the mitzvah?
Maybe the
halakha
is not a mitzvah at all.
Right, so if that's what he should have said that. He should have said, there's no mitzvah for a kohen to light it. There is no mitzvah. But there is a mitzvah, right? So as long as there's a mitzvah, so it has to be done in kaima. I mean, how are we getting out of that? Also, like this, it's making Chanukah and Beis HaMikdash, they're different. Not just making it different. It's making it like two different worlds. There's Chanukah, it's the Ma'aseh, it's the Mitzvah, and we find a lot of places like Rashi. I mean, the whole Kasha was Gebayit that the Menorah and Beis HaMikdash is the same thing as a Chanukah. It's mamash the same thing. So Adlaka is the Mitzvah that has to be done in Kaima, so too the Beis HaMikdash. And now it's like, well, they're not really the same. Okay, you know, but they really, I mean, there's so many Rishayim. Rashi says Kedash Kamenayra, Parshva Loischa, right? There's Rishayim. A lot of things. So it seems like it's mamish like Menayra and Chanukah. It seems like they're very much. You can't just say, oh, it's, you know, different. I mean, you could, but thing. Maybe we can have a different gather. Okay. So this is what I was thinking. I was thinking like this. And maybe this is Chad Ruchayim. It could be this is Chad Ruchayim. That by the Beis HaMikdash, and I think this is Meduyik in Reb Chaim's Lashon really also, that if you light the Menorah, right, the Menorah's world is the Beis HaMikdash. When you take the Menorah out of the Beis HaMikdash, I want to say it like this. That's not called lighting the Menorah. The Menorah's world begins and ends in the Beis HaMikdash. As soon as you take the Menorah out of the Beis HaMikdash, it's not called lighting the Menorah anymore. You take a Tzar and he lights the Menorah, right? Is that called lighting the Menorah? He's playing with fire. He found the Menorah and he's lighting this Menorah. Does that have anything to do with the Beis HaMikdash? It has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. The mitzvah to light the Menorah is in the Beis HaMikdash. B'mkayma. Hadlaka is a mitzvah means that it has to be done b'mkayma, right? Masha'inkin, when you have by Hanukkah, right? By Hanukkah, you can't say that if I light it inside my house, I'm not lighting a menorah. I'm lighting a menorah. There are certain times I can be yaitzeh if I light inside my house. The mitzvah should be done in a place where people can see it. And I mean, let's say you come home, right? No one's around outside or it's late. You can light it. You could be yaitzeh the mitzvah by lighting it inside your house. Right? It's shaykh to be yaitzeh the mitzvah. So I want to call that, a hadlaka shaloi b'mkayma. When by Hanukkah, when you light it in the wrong place, you can't say that that's not lighting a menorah. You're lighting a menorah. You're just doing it in the wrong place. Right? You're trying to be yaitzeh the mitzvah. You're lighting your Hanukkah menorah. You just don't have that. You don't have the element of presuming nisa. You don't have the element of being in the right place. So therefore, you have to go take it out and light it again. But you can't call that not lighting a menorah b'chlal. You're lighting a menorah by Hanukkah. It's just you're lighting it inside. You're lighting it in the wrong place. By the Beis HaMikdash, it's not called lighting it in the wrong place. When you light the Menorah outside the Beis HaMikdash, you're not lighting a Menorah. The Menorah's world lives in the Beis HaMikdash. As soon as you take the Menorah outside, you're not doing an Avoida B'chutz. You're not going and you shech the carbon outside the Mizbeach and you have all the kavanos. That's not called shechting a carbon. I don't know. Something called Shchut Echutz, but that. I don't know. Maybe that's a bad tushtal. I'm saying Menorah is not like that. Menorah, as soon as you leave the Beis HaMikdash, you're out of the world of Menorah. Menorah is not in the game anymore for you to light Menorah. You can't.
There is a musik of
Kabbalah outside. But by Menorah, it's not negayah. It's not negayah to light the Menorah outside. So therefore, it's what I want to say is as if it lit by itself. The Kain brings the Menorah back to the Beis HaMikdash. So now. Now the Menorah's world comes alive and it's lit, right? It's like it comes into the world. This world is based on this. It comes into the world lit already. It was like Nailed Mall. It's not that the Tsar. It's a laka shalaydim kaima. It's not that the Tsar is lighting anything. The Tsar is doing anything that has to do with an avoda. Once the Menorah is out of the base of Mikdash, there's no avoda anymore. The Tsar is not doing anything. All he's doing is playing with fire. And now that the Kain brings it into the Beis HaMikdash, so since the Iker Mitzvah is that the Neir should be dalkin, that the Neir should be lit, so now the Kain is Yaitza because it's as if it lit by itself. Let's say a Kain sets up the Neir beautifully, and all of a sudden an Eish comes down from Shemayim and lights it. It's fine. Because since the Iker Mitzvah is that it should be lit, and he made sure that all the oil was there, and all the wicks were there, and it was in the proper place, he was made of it, so then that's going to be, he's going to be Yaitza. That's what the Reb Chaim means. He doesn't. What?
He's saying this Chiddush.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe that's Pshat Reb Chaim. That's what he means. It doesn't mean to say that there's two different worlds. We don't care about the Ma'aseh Hadlaka. He's not saying we don't care about the Ma'aseh Hadlaka. Of course we care about the Ma'aseh Hadlaka. And if it's in the Beis HaMikdash, there's a mitzvah for a Kohen to do the Ma'aseh Hadlaka also. But since the Iker mitzvah is that the Menorah should be lit, and that happened because he brought it in lit already, so then he doesn't have to light it again, since the Iker Mitzvah was done. That's what I'm just making this chilek maybe a little better, that it's he's not really making two separate worlds, Hanukkah and Menorah. Really, everybody holds that the Ma'is Hadlaka has to be Mekayma. Ma'is Hadlaka has to be Mekayma, and there has to be a mitzvah. Just when you light it, when you light the menorah outside the Beis HaMikdash, that's not called the Hadlaka Shalai Mekayma.
I'm saying the technicalities of it just happen to be different. It's not Betz and Mechilik.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Right, exactly.
It's just that you're not lighting menorah. There is a, but yeah. If that's him, you were lighting it, it has to be, it would be the same problem.
Exactly. If it would be able to be like nishtai, like if it's shy for you to say that this has something to do with lighting menorah, if you'd be able to say that the Zohar lighting the Beis HaMikdash outside the Beis HaMikdash has something to do with lighting the menorah, something to do with the avodah, then you'd be up a creek. But what we're saying over here now is that no, once it, and listen to this lashon, listen to this lashon of the of Reb Chaim. See if I can find it here quickly. Aval kesha itziyon mechutz v'hidlikon v'zes filan ram demutter gam lazar likon lechavchila kivan de'eino oid b'chlal hadlakas ha-menayra klal. This has nothing to do with Hadlakas Menorah.
What was that Lashon again?
He says, Avakish Asiyon Lechutz, right? Lekim Vedlikon, the Zohar lights. Bezesri L'Ramam Demutter Gam L'Zohar L'Lekim Lechatchila. It's even mutter for a Zohar to light Lechatchila. Kivan De'eina Oy B'chlal Hadlakas HaMenorah Klal. That's not called Hadlakas Menorah. That's called playing with fire outside of Beis HaMikdash. It has nothing to do with the Havayda, nothing to do with Hadlakas Menorah. Absolutely nothing. Once you're out of the Beis HaMikdash, all you're doing is playing with fire. Once the Kohen brings it back in, so now all of a sudden we see this menorah that's lit. Okay, got lit by itself. Fine. Phenomenal. Now we can use it. Because since the Ikar Mitzvah is just that the Kohen has to make sure that the death and the Eretz are adult and tamid. We're not saying that there's no mitzvah of the Ma'isa Hadlaka. By the way, there's a mitzvah of Ma'isa Hadlaka. Just once it's out of the Beis HaMikdash, there's no, we don't see any Ma'isa Hadlaka. We see nothing.
It's also a bit big, but outside the Beis HaMikdash, then the lighting has also in the category of Hatavas HaNeiros, then the Kohen should do it.
What, because it's Hatavas HaNeiros?
Yeah, at that point, if it's because it's outside as opposed to inside.
Why is that Hatavas HaNeiros outside?
Because it doesn't count for anything until it's brought inside. So it's all preparing, including the lighting.
Oh, he's just saying that's part of the preparing.
He brought it in.
I don't know. They like lighting it. But you're saying now that because when they talk about it, it's outside. You're saying lighting is outside. Okay, very good. Okay, so that's the thing. Okay, now there's one more thing that we have here, and that is that the Shulchan Aruch passed like this. Now remember, I brought two tashmas before on purpose. But there's a number of tashmas, but I only brought those two. The Gemara says, right? I'll read it to you again carefully. Okay, listen. Tashmad, Amir Rava, Hidlika Bifnim, Vahitziya, Layasaklum. Somebody lights it inside the house, he takes it out, Layasaklum. I Amir Bishlama Hadlaka Isa Mitzvah, Hadlaka Bim Kayumin. I understand why, if you hold Hadlaka Isa Mitzvah, that it's no good. Why? Because Hadlaka Bim Kayumin, right? You have to light it in its proper place. Eli Amir Hanaka Isa Mitzvah, Amal Yasavoy Klum. What's the problem? What did the Gemara answer? Okay. Now let's go straight to the Shulchan Aruch, and you'll tell me if there's anything funny here. Look at the Shulchan Aruch. Hadlaka isa mitzvah. Tafrei shayin hey ad sifei. Hadlaka isa mitzvah. I'm going to skip a few words just to get to the point. Imelika b'fnid v'hoytzio lachutz lo yatza. Somebody is malikim b'fnim and he takes it outside lo yatza. What should the reason that the Shulchan Aruch should say now? What's the reason? We pass in Hadlaka Isa Mitzvah. So the Memela, if you lit it inside, Vayitziya L'chutz, what's the reason that it's no good?
Right.
What? Because
of the
Raya, the Tzarekha. Harayah L'tzarekha Adaka? That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. I have a problem with that.
It's out.
What's it out?
I guess to be
Malikim Kaimai. Hadlaka Kaimai! That's what the Gemara said, right? Tashma, Damer Rava, Hidlika Bifnin, Vaitzia, Layasa Klum. E, Amit Bishlama, Hadlaka Isa Mitzvah, Hadlaka Bim Kaimabin. I understand. If I hold Hadlaka Isa Mitzvah, then it's not fair at all. If I light it inside and I take it outside, it's not going to be Yaitz, you're not going to be Yaitz. Why? Because Hadlaka Bim Kaimabin. Right? Aye, if you hold on the Isa Mitzvah, so why isn't it good? So Gemara says, no, if you hold the law, hanacha is a mitzvah, then there's a problem of haraya ayim letzarchu da'avaka. Right? Now, if you pass in halakha is a mitzvah, do you have to come out to haraya ayim letzarchu da'avaka? No, because halakha bim kaina be'ina. Yeah, are we good? Yeah? It's a pella, right? Lamish a pella. Lo yatsa sheharaya, this is the Shulchan Aruch, sheharaya ayim letzarchu da'avaka.
Omer Shulchan Aruch says, what if you light it with name and then take it chutz?
Medlika bifnim.
Lo yotze sharim letzeichu.
It's yilachot. Lo yotze sifal. Sheharaya ayim letzeichu da'avad ma'adaka. What's going on here? And that's how the Torah also brings that. Baruch okay. Hashem for the Rambam. The Rambam says it differently. The Rambam, Chanukah Perek Dalet, Halacha Tess. So at least the Rambam's on the right track. Why am I the Torah Shulchan Aruch? I'm not paying attention. I mean, what's going on here? Yeah. Okay. So let's get into a little bit of Tamei Mitzvah. It's always Gishmak. So, why do we like Chanukah? Anybody know?
To remember the miracle.
So
that happened also.
So Yaakov's learning like the Torah.
That's like me.
So first it says, my Chanukah. We know the famous Gemara, my Chanukah, the Tanya, B'chafi, V'kislei. This is the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah in the Torah. Tov Rishai. And they came in and they found only one Pachshem and then fine. Tafrei Shainal. V'yah. Since ki ira haneis b'neiros. Teknua lahadlik neiros b'chol laylo. Kedei lahazkir haneis. We want to mention the neis. We want to remember the neis. So that's why we like Chanukah. Okay? That's the Torah. What does Rambam say? Rambam says... Where is this? This is Hilchos Chanukah Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph and Beis. The Bayasheni, again, the whole story. Kishamalcha Yavin Gazer Gzeres Al Yisrael Bithul Dasam Leinicha Yisamasa Bitaira. Fine, the whole spiel. Umimneza Halacha Gimel. Because of this whole story, why? Because you want to show off the nace. You hear? The Rambam said the reason that we like the Chanukah list is because lahazkir hanes. To mention the nes. We want to mention it. We want to remind ourselves of the nes. The Rambam says, Laharois ulegalois hanes. You want to be megala. You want to show it to everybody. You want to be megala nes to everybody. Yeah? Then there's another Rambam in Perek Dalet, Halacha Yubayz. Mitzvah ner Chanukah, mitzvah chavivi hi ad moid. Mitzvah chodom lizarba. Why? Kedei lahaydiya hanes. The reason why we do it is lahaydia hanes, again to show the nes. Lahaysif bishvacha kel v'haydal Hashem. Remember, it's being maysif shvach v'haydal. That's why we're lighting the Chanukah, right? See, the Rambam is much more into the showing off of the mitzvah, and the Torah is more lahaskar nes. You want to remember the nes, okay? I think that the same achloikis that we spoke about earlier, about whether the reason why hidlika b'fnim v'yitzia l'chutz is it the vart that hidlika b'mkaymai, which is what, is it the vart that because it has to, since we have passed on a lakai is a mitzvah, it has to be b'mkaymai, right? That we said was the Rambam Shita. Or is the reason why you have to, if you're hidlika b'fnim v'yitzia l'chutz is no good, is because of the, is because haray al matzarchu da'alaka. Now we ask the chayyim that kashes on the tour in the Shulchan Aruch that the chayyim that gemar is mashma like the Rambam, right? The gemar is mashma that the reason why if you're leaking b'fnin v'hoitzia b'chutz. The reason why you're not yotze is because of lakav m'kayvavina. So what's the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch? Why are they passing it like that? So I think that it's tali zebezeh, and this is why. Okay?
If you
think
about Garrett, that was it.
Okay. So this is why. This is why. So if you hold like the Torah, that the mitzvah of Chanukah is to be lahasker hanes. Okay? The mitzvah is just to mention the nes. So I have a problem. The Gemara says, if you you hold halakha, it's a mitzvah, it's no good. If the whole mitzvah is lahasker hanes, that's the mitzvah, so you should be yaitza. Even if you hold halakha, it's a mitzvah. Right? I'm being masked of the nes. I'm just being masked in the nesinta. If you hold like the Rambam, I understand the Rambam holds no. The whole point of the nes is lahaydia, lahaysif, and laharois, and legalis hanes. You want to show everybody about the nes. So then you got to unlock kayavina. But if you hold the whole mitzvah of Chanukah just lahazker nes to remember the nes, we have a Pesach Seder also. We don't do the Pesach Seder outside for everybody can see, right? We want to be remember you see us Mitzrayim. Same thing here. Well, so what's the Gemara's kasha? Why would? So on this, the Gemara says, the Gemara is mechadish, lefi the Torah l'shulchan aruch, so how am I going to get out of this kasha, right? No, because since pursuing nes is also an inyan of the mitzvah, we know that, you're right, the mitzvah is really lahasker nes, but there's also another part of the mitzvah. The another part of the mitzvah is pursuing nes. So since there's another part of the mitzvah, the Gemara is mechadish to us now, this is the chiddush now, that not only is it enough for you to light it in a place where it's a hazkara for yourself, but you also have to light in a person we need eifin. You have to do it in that eifin. Yeah? So,
I mean, you can't be mechadish something to ask a kasha.
No, what are you going to say for the Torah Shulchan Aruch?
Your kasha was according to the Torah Shulchan Aruch, what's the Gemara's kasha?
Right.
So you're saying that the Gemara's kasha was because the Gemara understood that even according to the Torah,
right.
The Gemara understood that there's inyan p'suminisa also.
And not only that there's inyan p'suminisa, but that's where the hadlaka has to be.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying that
the hadlaka has to be where
there's... It's not shat that the Gemara is mechadish that here. You don't mechadish things to ask kasha. I mean, obviously, it was a
hanukkah. No, wait, it's not mechadish here.
It's a hanukkah pshuta
before. Yeah. No, I'm not being mechadish. This is what was a chiddush to me. But yeah, this is that the Gemara understood. Even though it's just lahaskar nes, that's in the mitzvah just lahaskar nes. But since there's also a mitzvah pursuing nisa, you have to light it in where you can be yotzebo. Okay. So now, but then the Gemara said, but this was before the Gemara had a svara to say haraya oimel tzarchu d'avuka. Okay. But when we didn't know that teretz yet, right? We didn't know the inyan that if I light it inside and then I take it outside, that there's an inyan that there's a mistake that people would think haraya matzarku d'adaka. But now that the Gemara asked the kasha, if you hold anocha is a mitzvah, so what's the problem? Why can I be halika b'fin by tziel chutz? Why can I do that if you hold anocha is a mitzvah? What did the Gemara say? Because haraya matzarku d'adaka. So now, that's very good. According to the Torah Shulchan Aruch, it's a big chiddush to say, if the whole mitzvah is lahasker hanes, that's the whole mitzvah. So then, I have to go light it now where there's presuming nisa also? It's a big chiddush. Why do I have to light it? As long as I'm being yoytza my askaras hanes, why should I have to go light it in the makam where there's also presuming nisa? It's very nice that we have to be presuming nisa also, but why should I have to do that? So the Gemara, held that for anacha, that but it's a big chiddush. But now that the Gemara says that there's also an element here of a raya ayim letzarechu da'adaka, even though it said it in the man d'amar v'anach is a mitzvah. But once the Gemara says that there's an inyan of a raya ayim letzarechu da'adaka, and people might make that mistake, we didn't know that before. Right? Until the Gemara answered that, we had no reason to believe that when a person lights the light inside and brings it outside, that anybody would make a mistake about what's going on. Everybody would know the guy is doing it for the mitzvah. Now the Gemara's Mechadish know that if a guy lights it inside and he brings it outside, there's an inyan, we're afraid that someone who sees it is going to say, oh, Raya Laim Letzarechu Da'avaka. Oh, but now that we're Mechadish that there's an inyan, that a Raya Laim Letzarechu Da'avaka, it's much more geschmack, that even if you hold Hadlaka is a mitzvah, is it better to say that, oh, Hadlaka b'm kaima b'inan, because because I'm also getting parsu minisa. Right? I mean, that was very kiddush to me, because who cares? You hold that the whole mitzvah is lahaskar neis. So we need to go do it in place of parsu minisa. So now that we have another eitzah, about it's much better to go with that eitzah. Much better, it's much less of a chiddush to say that once the Gemara says that, oh, there's a mistake that people will say, haray ayim latzaychu da abaka, the guy will make that mistake, so we can apply that now also if you hold a lakai mitzvah. And then you won't have to say such a big chiddush that a person has to go light it in a place with his persimmon. You see, hear what I'm saying?
But I mean, in other words, but isn't the haray ayim based on persimmon? I mean, what do we care about what other people are going to say if not for persimmon? Isn't it working off this far of persimmon?
I hear, I don't know. I hear. But that's what I'm saying also. That's why it's very good. Look, the Rambam holds that the whole point of the whole point of Abakas Neiris is Persuminisa. That's the whole Vart. The whole Vart is Persuminisa. So maybe we can get around, but according to the Rambam, it's of course Halakha Bim Kaima is such a beautiful Svara. It's no Chiddush at all. Because that's the whole point of the Halakha Neiris in the first place. The whole point is to put it in a place where it's laharis legalis hanes. Lighting it inside is for sure not going to be yitz according to the Rambam. So therefore it's pashut. Yeah, of course, halakha b'mkayamin. And that's why the Rambam paskins. But the reason why halakha is a mitzvah and if you're likib b'pnim etzil chutz is no good is because you have to light it b'mkayamin. Halakha b'mkayamin. But according to the Torah and Shulchan Aruch, what I'm saying is that since it's such a big chiddush to say halakha b'mkayamin, because they b'etzim shouldn't need halakha b'mkayamin. But it should be, you should be yitz inside your house also, because the whole point is lahaskar aneis. Oh, well, am I presuming nisa? So now I have to go do both at the same time? Echetaisi. So now I have another eitzah out of that. I have an eitzah to say, haray yom asayuchu da adaka, and that's why I can't do it. I'm much happier from the tour of the Shulchan Aruch to use that svara why it's no good to be likim of tzil chutz, than it is to say that halakha b'mkayamin. Is that lechayr what we're saying? According to the tour of the Shulchan Aruch, it's much too big of a chiddush. I mean, it's a very big chiddush, not too much too big. By the way, if you notice, in Aner Samola, what do we say? We say, Aner Samola kaidush, vein la mishus v'shtamish b'hem, sounds like the Rambam, right? The whole point of the Neiris, when we see them, is to bring us the Haisiv Shevach Vaidah Kel to Hashem, and we should have a wonderful Hanukkah. And next week I'm not going to be here, so we're not going to, unless somebody else wants to take it over.